thank God for that part of my service. I'm trying to pull up.
Amen. God is your great God. Give him some praise this morning. Come on, come on, come on. Let's give God some praise. Truly, God is worthy to be praised. That he's worthy of all our praise. Come on. Come on. And God bless you this week. Give God some praise. God made a way for you this week. If God brought you through the cold this week. Somebody said I had some heat on the inside. Amen. Said I walked outside, it was cold. Anybody walk outside, it was cold. Amen. And you had a place. Anybody had a warm shelter this morning? Amen. Anybody wake up on the inside? Amen. And not on the outside? Amen. Come on, come on. Let's give God some praise for the shelter. I said, give God some praise for your shelter. Did anybody have a glass of water this morning? Give God some praise for the glass of water. Come on, give God some praise. Amen. The old deacon said, and he woke me up early this morning. And if he got up early this morning, and God started you on your way, give God some praise for waking me up early this morning. Somebody go praise him this morning. Amen. Give God the praise. Somebody said the blood was still running warm in my vein. You still got an inhale and an exhale. Give God some praise because the record declares that everything. Y'all don't hear me this morning. It says that everything.
Yeah.
the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. Let all
Oh God, and then Father God, we pray for those understand through whatever means of communication that you have provided for them this morning. Oh, God, through the preached word, I pray that you will bring peace, that you will bring deliverance, but most of all, salvation. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, I pray, Father God, that you will touch all those that are sick this morning, all those that stand in the need of your healing, Jesus. I pray, Father, that you will draw them nigh into your cross. And Father God, when everything is said and done, I pray that your name will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we thank you. We thank you for every blessing, and we thank you for every benefit. Most of all, we thank you because you are faithful unto us. In spite of what we do, you never fail. And we thank you for that grace and mercy that keeps us day by day. May your name be glorified. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your mercies this morning. Because truly, thou art a merciful God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. It is your mercy, Lord Jesus, that endures forever. And we thank you for these mercies. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, 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 and amen.
Amen. Thank God, amen. Truly, amen. God has given us all some grace and some mercy, amen. And I don't know about you, amen, but I thank God for his grace and his mercy, amen. Where would any of us be today without God's grace and his mercy, amen? We are all grateful. Yeah, we are thankful this morning that we call this Christmas season. Some call it a holiday season. Some call it a time, amen, a year where families get together and we celebrate the birth of Christ, amen? And in our hymnal, there's an old hymn. The last week we just sang a couple verses of each song, and we reminisced on the times when we would go out, we would sing Christmas carols in our neighborhood, amen. People knock on the door, they'd sing a Christmas song, amen. And we invited everyone last week, amen, that if you come out this Friday, amen, what time we going to start this thing? Maybe it's called 7:30. And we come out, we're going to sing some Christmas carols, and we don't want you to bring your own this Friday, amen. We want you to bring your own, amen, bottle of eggnog or don't bring none of the hard stuff in there, amen. Bring your own eggnog or your own apple cider or coffee or tea. We're going to hot chocolate, amen, and we're going to sing some Christmas carols, amen, and say hello to each other, amen. And we're going to sing some songs, amen. And that's the way we used to do it. We used to just sing some songs and enjoy the fellowship, amen. I know it's been a few years since we really had a fellowship, amen. So this Friday, we just want to have a little fellowship. Like I said, bring your own bottle of your eggnog or your apple cider or your hot chocolate or whatever it is you want sweet on while you're singing some of these songs, amen. You don't have to be as long, but just want to put your eyes on somebody you ain't seen in a while, amen. Shake a hand, amen, and sing some of those songs, amen. Some of y'all go way back and remember these songs. So we're going to start off this little song with song number 56 in your hymnal. And that's entitled Silent Night. And I remember when we were little kids, and the Sunday school teachers would teach you how to sing Silent Night. And we do these little plays. My grandson, he had a little Christmas play, amen, this past week, amen. And all the little children was up there singing and participating in the Christmas play, amen. Y'all remember the Christmas play? Amen. Remember the Christmas play? Some of them were jittering, and some of them knew their lines. And it was just a great thing to see. It brought back memories, amen, when I was a little nappy-headed boy, amen. And I can sing some of those songs, amen. And we'd be playing, and the teacher be looking at us out of the corner of their eye, amen, like, stop it. You're going to get it. And we done practiced this, amen. And I remember our children, amen, when they was going through it, amen, and doing these plays, amen. And, it brought brought back memories, amen? And that's what it's all about this holiday season, is memories of those that have gone on, those that you had in the past, and just getting together, amen, and enjoying each other, enjoying church service. A lot of times, the only time people came to Christmas, amen, came to church was on what? Christmas and what? Easter, amen. Sometimes Mother's Day, amen. If I'm the CEM Christmas, amen. But it's always good to see them, amen. Christmas, Easter, Mother's Day, and we just want to continue in that vein. And come on by 7:30 on Friday, amen. It ain't going to hurt you to come in or even just roll by and beat your horn and drink your whatever you're going to be drinking. Like I said, don't bring no hard stuff over there. Bring some apple cider or some hot cocoa or some eggnog, amen, and you'll be all right, amen. Say hello, Merry Christmas to somebody, amen. Some coffee or tea or whatever might be your thing, amen. And sing a song, amen. If you got a solo that you won't sing, amen, sing your solo, amen. I know Sister Juanita, she's going to sing Silent Night for us, amen. She ain't going to have no music company now. No doubt, she gonna bring out with the Motown one with the Temptations, amen. Oh, so she ain't gonna hit it that deep, amen. Amen, amen.
In my mind.
Yeah. And so we gonna have a good time, amen. And everybody gonna sing this song, amen. But let us sing.
Let every heart rejoice.
and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and nature sing. Amen. Let's get out of here. Now that's your warm up. That's your warm up for Friday. You ought to be tuned in and tuned up. Amen. I want you to have your favorite scripture, Christmas scripture, and your favorite scripture along with your hymn. Amen. Amen. When you sing, amen, you'll be reminiscing on the word of God and the music and the songs of God. Amen. And we'll have a high time in the Lord with your hot chocolate, with your apple cider, with your eggnog, with your tea, or whatever you may be drinking. Amen. As long as it's not somebody, I keep emphasizing that. As long as that, I don't want nobody coming here thinking, falling down. Amen. We want to come in joyful and giving the Lord some praise. And if you have a family member that we want to bring with you, amen, bring them along with you. Amen. And we will sing praises to our God. Amen. Amen. We have a little testimony this morning. I'm going to start up front here with Dr. Lindsay, amen. Tell us what you're thankful for this Christmas. Dr. Lindsay.
Good morning, heart of God. Pastor Kayson, great lady Kayson. I am so grateful and thankful just to be here one more year. I thank God for bringing me through the evening. Many experiences. Truly, he was faithful unto me. He never failed. I thank God for just giving me this opportunity, just to be able to breathe, just to be able to live in this beautiful land that he has created.
Amen.
And I know a lot is going on, but God still has blessed us with the many spiritual blessings.
Amen.
And I thank God. I thank God for family. I thank him for loved ones. I just thank him for my church family. I just thank God for Jesus this morning. I
Amen.
Thank him to be alive. I have no complaints. I just thank God to be alive. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Right over here. Bless you.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning. Hallelujah.
I'm thankful that God woke me up this morning because he didn't have to do it.
Come on.
But he did, and I'm thankful for that. Thankful that God is God, and he's God all by himself. I'm thankful that there is no failure in God.
Amen.
I'm thankful that he can do all things but fail.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
I'm thankful for all the things that he has done in my life. I'm thankful for where he's brought me from.
Yes.
I'm thankful for where he's taken me to. I'm thankful for my family, my church family, for all my loved ones.
Amen.
I pray that you all have a wonderfully blessed holiday.
Amen. Praise the Lord, church. Hallelujah. I'm just grateful, like everybody said, just for waking up this morning. But I like to go a little further, just one time, because even if you didn't even wake up this morning, to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord, amen? So it's like a win-win situation.
Amen.
I'm just thankful for that. Thankful that there's no more losing. You know, when Jesus comes to you like this, no more losing. You probably never get a win like this, but there's no more losing. So just grateful for everybody. Just grateful for everything that's going on in my life. You know, God is just moving, and you can be able to see it. And so back in the day, the preachers used to say, well, you know that 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 he's able. It's just like, bring it on. Whatever, you know, whatever situation is coming, just come on, because I know when I get to the other side that I'm going to be smarter, wiser, and God need me to go through this stuff. Remember, you can't lead nobody when you've never been. So in your wilderness moments, just thank God for it, because you're about to be able to lead somebody and let them know that even though you're in the wilderness, that you're able to come out. So just love on your loved ones. Have a great holiday season. You know, Jesus is the real reason for the season.
That's right.
And we just thank God. And one thing I do want to thank God for is just not just dying on a cross, but making it definitive when you got up on the third day, Lord. I just want to say thank you for that, because you can go to certain grave sites and you still see bones and residue, but on the third day, there you go, man.
He's getting ready for Friday.
Come on. It's just come on.
Good morning, church.
Thank you, my lady.
I just thank God for just my family. I thank God for being that true friend that I can go to anytime. And I also thank God for Heart of God Baptist Church.
Amen.
Being, you know, my family.
Amen.
And I just thank God for all the contentment of faith. No matter what you might go going through or what might, you know, situation might be, just remember, he's the all-time God.
Yes,
he is. Yes, he's the all-time God. One thing is like, you know, I thank God for my grandkids, even though sometimes I just think on my nerves, but sometimes it's a little nerve-wracking, but they will come out and say something that just, you know, that's up to the spirit and what I'm like that. So I'm going to thank God for, you know, just and, being there for me. I just thank God for, like I said, thank God for your prayers.
Yeah.
For each one of y'all, just, I know this holiday time, but, you know, just reach out to someone that you know that might be a little down and out, or about to say, just reach out and call them, just tell them you love them. You're thinking about them.
Yeah.
Because this is time now that, you know, people get sad because they don't have, you know, nothing to give.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so just reach out to someone, let them know you love them.
Lady, good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, Heart of God, to everyone. Glory be to the Lord and Savior of our lives. Thank everyone we made it thus far.
Hey, hallelujah.
And that's a blessing to make it this far. And as they say, every day above ground is a good day. And thank the Lord for the love that he has showed to all of us. All of a sudden, my Noah, he got amnesia. He can't say anything. But I want to tell everyone, happy holidays. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And I love you. And
amen. Thank you, First Lady. We're going to go to our online testimony for those on the phone line. We go to our first caller, last 4 digits 0025. 0025. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, Heart of God Baptist Church. Truly, I thank God this morning for life, for health, and for strength. Thank God for my Atlanta family. I thank God for just giving me the strength and the stamina and the perseverance to continue to stand strong in him. I thank God for Pastor Kayson, my pastor and first lady, and my church family. I thank God for my children. God is just so good to me, and I just thank him, even in spite of what's going on in my physical body. God is still good, and he is still giving me the strength to move on. And so I thank God this morning, and I praise God this morning, because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. And so I thank God, because he is an on-time God. Yes, he is. God bless you all. Have a safe day. Have a safe week.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I go to our next worshiper. Last 4 digits, 7971. 7971. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. First, giving honor to God this morning. I want to thank God for my sister and give her a big happy birthday. Today is her birthday, and I thank God for giving to us for 85 years. And I would like to thank my church, my pastor, my and Heart of God that family for their prayers in the situation that I went through. I thank you, Lord, that you have allowed me the privilege to have a praying church, a concerned church that sticks by its people. I thank God that you healed me and on me. Monday, you gave me a life that I haven't experienced. All I know is that on my knees, that he gives me the strength and heal my body, and he did that. And I have so much to be thankful for. This first, fourth day, Sunday of Advent, leading to the celebration of God's birthday. And I pray that we will not worry, get depressed, or think of anything like that. God that we serve, patient, wait on him, and give him all the praise and honor he is deserving. Because he is true to his word. I am a living testimony, and I can't express just how happy and blessed I am to know that God loves me. He loves all of us. And he did wonders for all of us this whole year. And let's go out thanking and praising his name for his goodness, for the leadership he's allowed us to be under. And give thanks to the Lord for he is good. He is good. And everlasting, everlasting. You all be blessed, stay safe, and continue to do what you do for the Lord. He loves you unconditionally, and so do I. Bless you all.
Good morning, all God. Good morning on the line. Good morning, Pastor First Lady. I thank God for both. I thank him all of the years and that you have played in my life. God is good. Good all the time. I guess I just know that without him, I was not able to be standing. Thank him for another day. I thank him that I went almost 2 months sick, and he blessed me and he brought me. Feel good today. I prayed, and I know people that prayed for me. God, thank you for what you do. Thank you for your concerns for me. I thank God for my family, my friends, all of the issues that have been through this ordeal. And I'm in it because the truth has been rough. The glory to God. God is good. He is good. Wow, he made me. With blood, he saved me. Thank you. Thank you for being my shield, being my rock, bringing me through. One more time, I just want to. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You all be blessed. All of you have a safe and happy holiday.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Happy birthday. Amen. We thank God. Amen. He brought us through. Amen. One more time. Amen. I'm shouting it out, amen. Nobody but God that continues to make a way for us, amen. Amen. Somebody said I was going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself, amen.
Okay.
How good the Lord has been, amen. And I'm going to ask Helen Sykes, and she'll get ready to lead us in prayer. Remember Deacon Bryce, amen. We see her online, amen, always faithful, amen, and give God's glory for her steadfastness, her immovableness. She always abounds in the work of the Lord. We know, amen, that wherever she is, amen, she's a testimony for the Lord. I was sharing with Dr. Lindsay in the study this morning about how my mom ministered wherever she was, amen. Amen. She would come in where we were having church. Amen. And she would sing that song, God has smiled on me. light up the whole church service, amen, at the nursing home, amen. And it was something that even when she wasn't in her right mind, her spirit was right, amen, and God, amen. Wherever you may be, wherever how old you may be, and whatever your situation is, you got a spirit within you, amen, that does not know anything about failure, amen. All it knows is a God that has provided and will provide, amen, all the days of our life, even into eternity, amen. We'll talk about that a little bit later on today. So we thank God, amen, for those of you who are still praising God, even in whatever situation you're going through, that you're still praising God. I know some folks have some challenges in their life that they're facing right now, but they're still lifting up the name of Jesus. So that's an awesome thing, amen. And Dr. Lindsay shared with me, amen, she said that we should praise God because when we go through these things, he prepares us to be able to be and teach somebody else about these things. Somebody else might be walking through the valley of the shadow of death, and you might be able to tell them, I've done that. This is how God brought me through. Thank God. Amen. It brought me through, will bring you through. Amen. So we thank God for words of encouragement for each other. Amen. So we're going to ask that Dr. Sykes would be mindful of those that have lost loved ones, those school teachers and principals and students and family members and all of our elected officials in schools and in the Congress and in all of our different military services. Those who may be experiencing Christmas for the first time without their loved one. Those that have loved ones that are deployed overseas and everyone that has come and gathered around the church, your church family, extended members, and family and friends. Just pray for all of them, amen. It's not always easy, amen, but we want to just continue to ask and trust God that he will lead us, amen, guide us in every situation that we find ourselves in. So I ask Reverend Sykes to lead us in prayer. Reverend Sykes.
Let us pray. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus, thanking you for the new mercies of this day. For morning by morning, new mercies we see, and all that we have need of, God, your hand has graciously provided. How great is your faithfulness unto us. We thank you this morning for the angels that you have stationed round and about us, Father. But truly, all day and all night, the angels keep watching over us. Father, we thank you, Father, for your healing virtues on this morning, Father God. We ask that your healing virtues would touch hearts and minds and spirits this morning, Father. Father God, we thank you this morning for your love, Father. We thank you for your peace this morning. We thank you for your joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength, O God. And so, Father, we bless your name and we praise your name on this morning. God, you are good, and your mercy, it endures forever. Father, we thank you, God, for being a prayer-answering God, because you have answered every prayer that we have ever uttered up to you, Father. And so, Father, we look to you today, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, Father. And, Father God, we come this morning, Father God, with some petitions at your altar this morning, Father. And, Father, we come this morning lifting up mankind everywhere. We come this morning lifting up all pastors, all teachers, all administrators, all churches, all servant leaders this morning. We come lifting up those, oh God, that are in leadership this morning, President Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, all of the senators, oh God, the mayors, oh God. Father, we thank you, Father God, and we bless your name, Father God. We come this morning lifting up all of our elderly, lifting up our children and our grandchildren to you this morning, Father. We come this morning, Father God, lifting up Heart of God Baptist Church in its entirety, every member, every ministry, oh God, lifting up our overseer, our pastor, Pastor Kayson, our first lady, Father God. Bless them, Father God. Keep them, Father God. Continue to be their pillar of strength, Father God. Lead, guide, and direct them, Father God, throughout each day, Father God. Oh, God, we pray for the entire Kayson family, Father. And, Father, we pray this morning, oh, God, for Deacon Anita Bryce, Father God. We pray, oh, God, this morning for Deacon Fran Aqua this morning, Father God. We pray for all prayer warriors this morning, Father God. Father God, we pray this morning, Father God, that you will continue to strengthen, oh, God, those that are weak this morning, Father God. Those that are contemplating suicide this morning, Father God. Touch their hearts and their minds and their spirits, Father God. Father God, we thank you this morning and we bless your name, Father God, because your grace and mercy has brought us through. And, Father God, we are living this moment because of you, Father God. And so we thank you this morning, Father God, for who you are and what you are in all of our lives, Father God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, we just come this morning just thanking you, oh, God, and blessing your name and praising your name. Because if it had not been for you on our side, God, where would we be? But because of who you are, God, we give you glory this morning. We give you praise, oh, God. And, Father, we thank you this morning for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. Oh, God, we just thank you this morning, Father God. There is nothing, God, that we can't thank you for, Father God, because you deserve it all, God. You are worthy to be praised this morning, Father God. And in spite of, God, what we are going through, in spite of what it looks like, God, we still give you praise this morning, Father God, because praise is what we do, Father God. And when we praise you, Father God, things change, Father God. Situations change, Father God. Circumstances change, Father God. And so, Father, we praise you this morning, Father God, and we bless your name this morning, Father God. And, Father God, we lift up this morning, oh, God, Mother, oh, God, Richardson and Pop Richardson this morning, Father God. Oh, God, we lift up this morning those in hospitals and nursing facilities this morning, Father God. Father God, we lift up this morning, Father God, those that are unsaved this morning, Father God. Prick their hearts that they might come running. I yield. What must I do to be saved, Father? Help us to be better, bold witnesses in kingdom building, Father God. Continue to keep our minds strong. Keep our bodies strong, Father God. Continue to keep our spirit strong, Father God. Father, we thank you this morning, Father God. We know that you are able, God. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or think, Father God. Because, Father God, you and you alone, you and you alone are worthy, God. And we give you glory. We come with an attitude of gratitude this morning, Father, because down through the years, God, you have kept us, Father God. Down through the years, God, you have healed us, Father God. Down through the years, Father God, you have been good to us, Father God. And we just thank you and we bless your name and praise your name this morning. Forgive us for the sins that we may have committed knowingly and unknowingly. And create within all of us clean hearts, oh, God, that we might serve you better, Father God, that we might be the pure vessels that you need, Father God, to be that light in somebody's life, oh, God, that is best in darkness today, Father God. Father, we love you and we thank you and we bless your name. And we ask all of these petitions in the mighty and matchless and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, and thank God, and thanks, amen, for the prayer, amen, talking to the Lord, amen. We know, shadow of a doubt, amen, just a little talk with Jesus will make it all right, amen. We have to learn trust in Jesus. We have to learn to trust in God, amen, because that's what faith is all about. Faith is learning how to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Because a lot of times what you see, amen, will throw you for a loop. Amen. Amen. I'm glad that the Word of God teaches that things that are seen are temporary or temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Amen. So what we're seeing that discourages us is a temporary thing. Amen. But because we have faith in our God, amen, we know that all things work together for the good of those who are called according to his purpose. Amen. And we want to go to the Word of God today. In 2 Corinthians, I know we don't go to 2 Corinthians too often. We always in 1 Corinthians. But this is 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. And we want to deal with the Apostle Paul is saying to the church at Corinth. And Apostle Paul has visited the church at Corinth two times. Church at Corinth is a church that was a big town city, okay? And major ports, and they did anything in Corinth and everything that they wanted to do. Okay? Sort of like big town cities that we have today, amen. They dealt with all kind of pornography. They dealt with prostitution. They dealt with all kinds of alcohol and all kinds of whatever you can find in a big time city. Amen. Whatever it was, they did. But Paul visited them on two occasions, and he encouraged the church to act like the church. I thought I'd get one, amen. Lord have mercy. He encouraged the church. Let me try that again. He encouraged the church to act like the church. There we go. Hey, that's what I'm looking for. He encouraged the church to act like they were saved, amen. Because of all the debauchery, all of the, matter of fact, part of that word Corinth is what they use for the word pornography in today's language. Amen. All of this debauchery is going on and carrying on. Amen. Was in this area, big time city. Amen. But God planted a church there. Amen. That the church, amen, would behave in a manner that they acted like they were saved and they knew God. Because they acted in a manner that they were saved and they knew God, that they could have an everlasting effect on those people that were around them. Amen? Have you ever been in a situation, amen, where someone had a profound effect on you, amen, that the behavior, amen, that you exhibited, amen, because of someone being around you saying that you don't have to behave that way, you don't have to do that, they encourage you to do things in a godly way, amen, that you changed your way, amen? Because someone's positive influence on you, what happened was you changed your way. Because someone said that your reward would be greater, amen, if you behave this way and not that way. And in other words, the outcome would be outcome better for you if you did this instead of doing that. Amen? And so what happens is we have to get in a situation where as the church, amen, we behave like we're saved. We behave like we know God. We behave like we trust God. We behave, amen, in a way that if there's someone around us, that we can be like a light shining in darkness, that we can be like a city that's set up on a hill, that are pointing the way to God, showing someone that they can have an abundant life with God and they don't have to behave in a manner that's not pleasing to God. And so Paul had a challenge with the church that not only did he visited them one time, not only he visited them two times, but he was getting ready to visit them for the third time, and they were still off the chain. I'm talking about the church, or whatever. In other words, church folk, amen, you couldn't tell the difference between church folk, amen, and city folk, amen. People in the city was off the chain, and the church folk was right next to them, right off the chain. You couldn't tell a saved person from an unsaved person, Lord have mercy.
and they was wild and loose, amen. They was in today's vernacular, they was turned up, amen. They was lit, they was about it, they was doing everything, amen, that the world, amen, was doing, but yet they were saying that they was in the church. And when Paul told them about themselves, they got mad and they wanted to bump Paul up, amen. Has anybody ever got mad at you when you told them what they were doing was wrong and you tried to let them know, amen, that there was a better way? Did they ever get wind in their jaws? They behind on their back? Did they ever get to a situation, amen, they was mad because you was in their business and you was trying to tell them and you ain't been saved all your life and why you in my business? You all up in the Kool-Aid, don't know the favor. I can do what I want to do, amen. Just because I do this don't mean I'm not saved. The Lord knows my heart. And Paul said, yeah, all that sounds good, but you need to act like you're saved. So in chapter 13, Paul is saying, look, I might be, amen, weak, and I might be soft-spoken, or I might be this, amen. But if I come and find you the third time acting like, amen, you're not a child of God, there's going to be some repercussions. He said, well, what kind of Christmas message is this? The Christmas message is all year long when you was a child, come on now, your parents told you, amen, if you won't get something for Christmas, you need to what? Behave what? Yourself. Have I got with you? Because if you didn't behave yourself during the year, they say don't look for nothing for Christmas, amen? Have I got a witness? Amen. And they would let you know, amen, amen. You want this, and you want this, and you act like, amen, that you don't have any good home training. Anybody ever have parents like I have parents that you just act like you had good home training? If you go out, amen, and say, act like you got some good sense, act like you got... Am I the only one that had parents like that? Amen. Don't file the name of the family name, amen. Don't get into trouble, amen, when they saying, amen, I thought you was this and I thought you was that and you acting like everything but this and that. And so what Paul was saying, amen, he was telling them, amen, that Jesus is coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. And so when he comes back for the church without a spot or wrinkle, he said, I don't want you to behave like you don't know him, because he'll tell you in a second, amen, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I don't know you. And so what we're trying to say here, amen, is not just at Christmas time, church, but all year long, we need to act like Jesus is coming back. Lord, have mercy. Have I got a witness? We need to act like that song says, Santa Claus is what? Coming what? To town, amen, right? We need to act like Jesus Christ is coming, what, to town. He knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or what, good, so what? Be good for what? Goodness, what? Hey, oh, you what? Pause, you better watch out. Better not cry. Better not tell. I'm telling you why, because Jesus Christ is what? Coming what? Tonight. Amen? Paul was letting them know that if you keep bucking me, you ain't bucking me, you bucking Jesus in the Holy Spirit. Paul said, I'm going to tell you like I told you the first two times, but this time I'm going to start calling names and calling people out and start putting the word of God on you. So it won't be no, I don't know if they're saved or they're not saved. It's going to be, they ain't saved and they ain't going to make it happen. Oh, so I'm going to start in chapter 13, the last 11, 12, 13, and 14. Paul said, after he did got them straight, amen. Has anybody ever had an encounter with your parents where your parents had got you straight and then they say, I only did this because I love you? Anybody ever got one of them tongue lashes or behind me, amen, or some kind of repercussions, amen, and they told you that it just hurt me more than it hurt you when your behind is still hurt? Come on now. Your feelings hurt and you over there. Anybody snub? I used to snub doing mama's number, stop snubbing, amen. When you cry so much, you snub it, amen. And she said, shut it up. I had a mama like that, amen. When you be snubbing, anybody else snub, amen. When you and say, shut it up, and you, amen. I must be the only one, amen, amen. And after they straightened you up, amen, and got to the seat of your understanding. Anybody ever had somebody get to the seat of your understanding? Amen. And amen. They was wailing on your seat, amen, and you understood, amen, what they were trying to tell you, amen, and was good for you, amen. Have I got a witness? Amen. And so what Paul was saying, Dr. Lindsay, is I'm not going to come this time, amen, and be easy on you, amen. But what I'm going to come is I'm going to come with the fire and the brimstone, amen, that lets you know that without weak, God is strong. And it's not going to be me, amen, that does the weapon. Anybody ever got whooped by God? I didn't say whipped, amen. I said whooped by God. See, man can whip you, amen. But God, when he gets finished with you, you know you've been whooped. He did some things outside of his will that he didn't like. And so this time of year, when we're celebrating Jesus Christ, we can't celebrate Jesus Christ and act like we know God and like we're saved, and we're acting like the devil or whatever. Christians out here, drunk, falling down, cussing each other out, prostituting around, talking about all kinds of worldly stuff, and then talking about, I love the Lord, and I'll God said, don't do that. He said, don't do it. He said, you set a bad example. These folks think that you saved and you can act any old kind of way, and at Christmas time, we need to act like we know the harp, the herald, angels sing glory to the newborn king. And so Paul, he says, after he done finished chewing them out, your mama will pick you up and say, here, sit down and drink this or eat this. And they would be kind to you. Say, well, how can she beat my behind in this minute and then in the next minute, amen, be kind to me. Lord have mercy. Anybody ever had a mama like that? Amen, amen. And mama, amen, will beat you behind, put you in your place, amen. And the next thing you know, she pulling some chocolate, some brownie out. She's setting you down, she's combing your hair, she's talking about what she's going to get you, amen, because she loves you. Come here and give me a hug, boy, you know, amen, that the only reason I'm doing this for your homegirl, and you're like, well, you just beat me the other day, or you just beat me an hour ago. And now you're showing love to me, and I'm still snubbing, Lord have mercy. And so Paul gets to this point. And when Paul said, Dr. Lindsay, Paul said in verse 11, 2 Corinthians 13, he said, finally, brother, in other words, he said, finally, in other words, he said, I'm finished chewing you out. Anybody ever got tired when you was there, when your mama stopped chewing you out, or your daddy stopped chewing you out? Like, finally, oh my God, I don't want to hear it, amen. And they all up in your business, amen. And they keep telling you the same thing over and over. And then they get stuck, Dr. Harris, he said, I tell you, amen, not to do it, amen. And my mama, amen, she will beat you, amen. Sometimes it will be a shoe, sometimes it will be a coat hanger, sometimes it will be a belt. My daddy always had one of them money belts, but he beat you with one of them thick money belts, amen. But mama grabbed whatever she could grab, and she said, did not tell you, boy? And then she gets stuck and say, huh? And you talking about, yeah, huh? I guess I was the only one that got them canned killings, amen. But it didn't take but so many of them to get you straight, Lord have mercy. After that, Sister Renee didn't give you the eye, Lord have mercy, over the glasses. Anybody ever get the eye over the glasses, amen? When they just looked down at the glasses, amen, looked at, and you knew you was in trouble, Lord have mercy. They didn't have to say a word. They just looked down over the glasses, amen. And you messing up our good name. We didn't give you this. We didn't gain you this. We didn't try to provide for you. We didn't did this for you, did this. And you didn't tore your tail and tore your behind. And you done messed up. You're going to have to apologize. You're going to have to do this. You're going to need to do this. And don't think you're getting nothing for Christmas. Ooh. Knew how to hurt you. So Paul, after he chewed him out in verse 11, he said, finally, brethren, farewell. Paul got him finished. And how many of y'all know about a mama, amen, And there ain't nothing like the mama. Daddy good. But when you messed up with mama, Lord have mercy. You done messed up. I try to tell my children, amen, amen. Don't mess up with your mama, amen. Because when that's your best advocate. Amen. That's your bait. That's your ace. Amen. Don't mess up with the mama. When you mess up with the mama, amen, everything wrong. When mama ain't having the cat, amen, hiding behind the couch. The dog won't come in the house. The fish won't even come up to the top to get no food. Amen. When mama's upset, everything gone. Everything messed up. Amen. And so Paul is telling them, look, I done pastored you, I done taught you, I done did this and stuff and all of this for you, and y'all still want to act up? He says, finally. Paul said, finally. And then he says, farewell. In other words, he said, I'm finished with you. He said, you and the Lord's hand. Has anybody ever had to put somebody or been put into the Lord's hand by somebody? So whatever. In other words, they were finished talking. I'm tired of talking now. That's what my mom would say. I'm tired of talking now. I'm going to put you in the Lord's hand. Let the Lord deal with you. He said, Paul says, finally, brethren, farewell. He said, and this is what I want you to do. He said, be perfect. Be of good comfort. He said, well, how am I going to be of good comfort? He even chewed my behind out. He said, be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. See, I'm trying to tell you, this is where you need to live. You keep wanting to go out there and tell your tale and act like the world. But you ain't going to have no peace. You ain't going to have no comfort. You ain't going to have no love. And you ain't going to have a life that you want to live. Amen. But if you follow my directions, amen, now you'll be in good comfort. You'll be of one mind. You'll live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. In other words, if you want to have a peace of mind, and how many know that a peace of mind is priceless? A peace of mind you can't buy from Kmart. You can't buy from Target. You can't buy from Kohl's. You can't buy from off Amazon. You can't buy a peace of mind. Why? Because the word of God says that Jesus is the Prince of what? Peace. That Jesus is the Almighty God. That Jesus, amen, is the one that delivered us. That Jesus has the world of government upon his shoulder. And that Jesus, by his stripes, we are healed. And that Jesus is the one that can give you this peace that you're looking for all year long. Jesus is the peace that will give you a Christmas every day, even though it's not December 21st. Jesus is the one that when Mariah Carey stopped singing in the mall, when the boys and men stopped singing their stuff, when the Temptations stopped singing their stuff, when you stop singing all the hymns and going and finding all the sales, when they're no longer singing what the hell angels sing, when you're no longer getting sale after sale, Jesus is the one that will give you peace in the midst of whatever you're going through. That Jesus will love you in spite of if you didn't get the thing that you wanted on the Christmas tree, when the tree has been taken down and put in the attic and put in the basement or set out on the curb or burst in the fireplace. That Jesus is still the one.
Yeah.
That will give you peace,
yes,
in the midst of whatever you're going.
Yes.
That will give you the joy of the Lord and give you some strength.
Yes.
That will let you know, amen, that in spite of what you're going through, he's still worthy to be praised. I'm another witness. Paul said, I came to you one time. I came to you second time. I done sent you a letter. But this time is the last time I'm coming. But I want to tell you that God is still God. If you go back and read this chapter, Paul said, I'm coming to the truth. I can't fake the truth. The truth is the truth. That God so loved the world that he came his only begotten Son. That whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. If you never got another gift, if you didn't get anything from Macy's, if you didn't get anything from K. Jumas, if you didn't get anything from anybody else, if your card has not expired, if you don't have any money to swipe and get another
to give her because I got a roof over my head. I got to give her because I made it through 2019, through 2020, through 2021, through COVID, through the flu, through the RSV. God is, God is, God is good, and he's good. He's good all the time.
Yeah.
I said he's good all the time.
Yeah.
You ain't got to worry about tail and not tail. You ain't got to worry about somebody giving you something. Somebody look at somebody and say, I got Jesus. I got Jesus. And that is. That's enough. That's enough. One day. When Jesus Christ is God, I'm getting ready to go to my seat. He's not going to be looking for you under a Christmas tree. Come on now. He's going to be looking at a manger scene in your front yard. I'm going to witness. But Jesus is going to be looking for a church without spot or wrinkle. I'm going to witness. He's looking for a people. They're going to live and act like they say a church like a city that's set up on a hill that's shining light in God, letting them know that there is a God and his name is Jesus. They called him Emmanuel, and God is with us. But at the end, Paul goes on to say that because Jesus, Mary's baby, the lily of the valley came, that you can have Christmas all year long. Paul gave him a benediction. He said, now may the love of God, the grace of our Lord and Savior, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with you both now and forever. I got a gift. You got a gift. It's called the love of God. Aren't you glad today that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life? You got the gift of grace. Look at somebody. Say, I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved by God's grace. Aren't you glad today that God got some grace? God got some mercy. He will never run out. The tail may run out. The pole on the car might run out. The cars might run out. But God brings. God brings. God grace, so I got some love, I got some grace, but I also got the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, where I'm sealed to the day of redemption. So the love of God, the grace of God, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit will rest, will rest, will rule, will abide, both now. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
People all over this world,
yeah,
ain't got Christmas like you got.
Yeah.
But as long as they got Jesus,
yeah,
as long as they got the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus, as long as they got the love of God, as long as they got the Holy Spirit, you can be like Paul and say farewell to this world. I got God's love, I got God's grace, and I got God's Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost is the greatest gift that has ever been given to man. I'm going to say that one more time. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost is the greatest gift that's ever been given to man. God's love, God's Son, Jesus' grace, and the Holy Spirit is the way that we should be acting, not only during this time of year, but all year long. So when God crashed the sky and calls us from labor to reward, and the dead in Christ get up first, we should be able to say, amen, that truly God is the reason for the season. how I got over by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
Come on now. And the word of our testimony.
Yes.
That he is the one.
Yes,
amen. That came, that saved and redeemed us from the sins of this world. And
yes.
This is what Paul was talking to Corinth. And this is what we're talking to this world today.
Yes.
That God's Son, amen, came as a baby, but died, amen, as a man on Calvary's cross.
Yes, yeah.
Redeemed us from the perilous traps of sin and destruction and hell.
Yes.
And because he lives, because he lives, we can live and we can face tomorrow.
Yes.
Because he lives, all fear has gone.
Yes.
When you understand that salvation and you live like that, somebody who might be in the shadow of darkness, somebody who might be trying to find a way will see your life.
Yeah.
And glorify your Father,
yeah,
which is in glory.
Yeah.
Then we'll truly know what Christmas is all about.
Yeah.
Truly we'll know that we got a gift,
yeah,
amen, a shown-up gift, amen,
yeah,
in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
When you hear Jesus say, well done, good and faithful servant. When you hear him say, you've been faithful over a few things. Call you, amen, up higher to make you rule over many, amen. You say, thank you, God. For truly you are, amen, a God, amen, that's worthy to be praised. Not just on December 25th. Not just, amen, when I got a little spirit, amen. Not just when I got a little smoke or choker in me, amen. But every day, amen. Every day. Amen. I should behave like I know my heavenly Father. Amen. So somebody out there that doesn't know him will come to know him as Lord and Savior of their life. What's the title of the sermon? The gift that keeps on giving. The gift that keeps on giving. Every day, amen, is the day, amen, that we receive God's love, God's grace, and God's Holy Spirit. Isn't it awesome?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
God got it all wrapped up in a box. Lord,
yes,
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen? Like I said, we're spoiled in this country. But there's people in South America and Africa and all over this globe, baby, don't know none of the Christians we know. But they know Jesus. They know Jesus. They know Mary's baby. They know the Holy Spirit. They don't know about going to the store and swiping a card, get, and all that. But they know Jesus. And that's the greatest gift in their heart. Amen? And that's the way we should be examples to those that are around you. Because people can go into depression, get sad, but get mad when you get whatever you're supposed to get. If you got Jesus, you got enough. And when we act that way and we share our love and our talents and our gifts, amen. Someone will fall out with the world. Like he was telling those folks in Corinth. He called them reprobates. Stop acting like you know God and you don't know him. Oh, God, you're perpetrating a fraud. That's what the problem is now. There's too many church folk, amen.
Fraud.
Fraud. Too many church folk. Perpetrating a fraud. Amen. And the world will see right through. The Paul said, get it right, get it straight. We're going to have an awesome, awesome Christmas, amen. And he says in that benediction, the love of God, the grace of our Lord King Jesus Christ, sweet communion of our Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide with you both now and forever. And he says, all now I'm finished with you. I gave you the word, you can talk about it, called everything but a child of God. Jesus said, shit and dust.
Yeah.
On your feet as a testimony that you've been there. Amen? Ain't going to be no excuse. Ain't going to be no excuse. Amen. It's going to be the testimony of the dust across your threshold. Amen. Amen. Let us go. We're going to take our song choices that we make. And then we're going to have our offering. And we're going to go home, amen. Choices that we made. Choices that we made. Every time.
to